course, they're all difficult games. Yeah, it's not just the next two, it's probably the next five, six, seven games. They're all going to be difficult, but that's the challenge. That's the challenge that's set for us. And I said, I've told you at the start that our mindset's to try and rise to the challenge that we have. I think we've shown the most important bit has been to make sure that as a club and as a team we can be competitive. You know, that's what we want to show this season, that we can compete with teams with bigger budgets, teams with bigger squads, on paper, more quality of squads, and to show that we can really compete with those teams, you know, and put on a good game against them. And I think now that we've played them all, I think we've shown that we can do that against any team in the league. The challenge now going forward is to continue to do that, but also try and make sure we gather as many points as possible and take as many points as possible. So yeah, that's what we're going to try and do. That's what we've focused on all season, and as I said, yeah, that's what's coming up against us.
It's almost a useful measuring point, because on the opening day of the season, I know it was a late setback against Norwich, but you look at how far the club has come since the start of August to when you next play in Norwich, and it's a huge step forward.
Yeah, we've evolved. Norwich have evolved as well. I think, you know, it's quite common for a lot of teams to evolve from that point of the season where it's still quite fresh and new, and you haven't really got going yet, but you still have to show that progression. You know, it's alright saying that, but you have to go and show it, and I think we've done that. You know, we've come on a hell of a long way, as you said there, from that first game of the season to where we are now. And as I said, the goal that we set ourselves this season was to make sure that we compete with every single team. And then when, especially these type of games that are coming up, you know, teams that are in that promotion hunt and big contenders, is to go and show that we can compete and take points off these teams. We've done that already, especially away from home, like we're going to face on Friday night against big teams, big promotion teams, and taking points. That's the challenge now ahead of us, and that's what we wanted to show from the start of the season. That's what we want to the main aim for this season. So we've already shown that we've over halfway gone against every team, and that we can do that, we're capable of doing that. Now we have to go and show that again in the remaining games.
Time is quite significant when managers get it. Norwich committed 18 months ago to Daniel Farke, and they gradually have seen what he wanted to do and how he wanted to develop that squad into a title challenger.
Yeah, well, I said it before, time and football don't go in the same sentence, but it just shows you when you do get given time, you give someone time and they put the work there, that, you know, you have a better chance or opportunity to be successful or be on the right path. And you know, Daniel's done a fantastic job there. You know, they've been right there all season, pretty much. And I know they've just fallen out of the top two, but still what they're doing is fantastic. And yeah, they're a handful, especially at home. And the fitness, the way that they play the game, will pose us problems. But as I said before, focus is on ourselves. We want to do ourselves justice in these remaining games. We want to try and get as many points as possible and push as hard as possible and show that we can go again to these type of teams that are up there and proper promotion contenders and show that we can take points and perform well against them.